Welcome, Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 138. Apple launches iPhone 12 MagSafe battery pack and updates operating systems. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from beautiful Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss the recent launch of Apple's MagSafe battery pack, an add-on battery that is tailored to work with the iPhone 12 models. We will cover its features, some of the reasons you may want to buy one, and how to use it properly. We will finish the podcast telling you about the recent updates for various Apple operating systems, including Mac OS Big Sur 11.5, iOS 14.7, Watch OS 7.6, and TV OS 14.7. Let's now go to the show. The MagSafe battery pack only comes in white, priced at $99 US, and has a rounded, rectangular design that matches the shape of the iPhone, and it attaches to the back of the iPhone 12, 12 mini, 12 Pro, or 12 Pro Max to add extra power. On the flat front, there's a MagSafe diagram to ensure a perfect connection. There's also a lightning port at the bottom of the battery pack. You can see photos of the MagSafe battery pack at the Mac Minutes podcast site at macminutes.blubrry.net. As I said, it is white with an Apple logo. To give you an idea of its physical size, it takes up the full rear of the iPhone 12 mini below the camera, while it has a smaller fit on the other iPhone models. The MagSafe battery pack can be attached to an uncased iPhone or to an iPhone with a MagSafe case attached. It attaches via magnets. I started using the Mophie battery pack several months ago, and it gives you a little more reassurance because it has a connector you apply to the back of your iPhone. After all, you can't afford losing batteries. I have an Apple MagSafe clear case, and the battery pack works great with that too. If you use a leather charging case, Apple warns that the case might show imprints from the compression of the leather, which is normal. Those concerned about the imprints should use a non-leather case. Obviously, any other of the MagSafe accessories need to be removed as the battery pack needs direct contact from the iPhone. Let's now dive a little deeper into this new accessory. The MagSafe battery pack charges an iPhone 12 at 5 watts when out and about, with Apple limiting charging speeds due to heat concerns and to prolong battery life. When the MagSafe battery pack is attached to an iPhone and plugged to a Lightning to USB cable that's connected to a 20-watt or higher charger, the iPhone is able to charge through the MagSafe battery pack at 15 watts. Most people will need the MagSafe battery pack while on the go, and in this situation, it's good to be aware that the charging is limited to a slower 5-watt speed. This feature likely makes your Apple MagSafe battery more safer for your iPhone. Another feature the Apple MagSafe battery pack offers is the reverse wireless charging option that lets you charge your MagSafe battery pack and your iPhone together. If both your iPhone and MagSafe battery pack need to be charged, you can charge them at the same time. Attach your MagSafe battery pack to your iPhone and then plug the MagSafe battery pack into the power adapter. Here's a tip. Make sure you're using a 20-watt or higher power adapter. The MagSafe battery pack can charge your iPhone with up to 15 watts of charging power. When charging the iPhone and MagSafe battery pack simultaneously, the iPhone will charge to 80% or higher before the MagSafe battery pack begins to charge. Let's now get down to the power specs. The MagSafe battery pack has a 7.62 volt, 11.13 watt hour battery inside with a milliamp hour of 1460. Comparing it to the iPhone 12 lineup, the battery in the iPhone 12 Pro has a 10.78 watt-hour battery. The iPhone 12 mini has a 8.57 watt-hour battery, and the 12 Pro Max has a 14.3 watt-hour battery. The MagSafe battery pack is not the most powerful battery pack on the market. That is something you might want to consider depending on your intent of owning the accessory. Apple does not specifically say how much the MagSafe battery pack will charge your iPhone 12. It's obviously dependent on the model you are using. I would estimate, looking at the power specs, that the iPhone mini would get a full charge and the remaining models would get a partial charge. Another feature in the MagSafe battery pack that it can be used with any Qi-based device, which includes older iPhones and AirPods, it will not charge the Apple Watch. That is a neat feature for AirPods, especially if you are traveling. How many times has your AirPods run out of power? Another feature that I haven't seen on the third party is viewing charging status, which is another reason to go with the Apple MagSafe battery pack. The power level of the MagSafe battery pack can be viewed in the batteries widget that can be placed on the home screen or accessed through the Today view. MagSafe battery pack battery level is displayed alongside the iPhone, Apple Watch, AirPods, and other connected devices. Another benefit of going with Apple for your battery pack is the assurity regarding heat and charging. There are built-in charge management features in the MagSafe battery pack that are designed to help maintain battery health in situations where the MagSafe battery pack is connected to power for long periods of time. These iPhones are expensive, and you need to be able to trust your accessories. There are some similar battery packs out there that are available from reliable retailers such as Anker and Mophie, which I have tried, and they have been very safe accessories. I wouldn't venture too far from these reputable retailers. If you haven't purchased a battery pack yet, I would spend the extra cash and go with the Apple brand for a peace of mind. And one more requirement of using the MagSafe battery pack is you need to use iOS 14.7 or later. The latest version of iOS features support for the recently announced MagSafe battery pack and more. This is a good segue to our next topic of the Apple updates, which came out this week. Specifically, Apple operating systems, including Mac OS Big Sur 11.5, iOS 14.7, Watch OS 7.6, and tvOS 14.7. Here are some of the more important highlights to iOS 14.7 in addition to the bug fixes. You can download the software by heading to Settings, General, Software Update. The update includes Apple Card Family adds the option to combine credit limits and share one co-owned account with an existing Apple Card user. Next, Home App adds the ability to manage timers on HomePod. Next, air quality information is now available in weather and maps for Canada, France, Italy, Netherlands, South Korea, and Spain. And finally, Podcast Library allows you to choose to see all shows or only follow shows. Watch OS 7.6 brings the ECG app and irregular heart rate notifications to a new set of regions. To download the new software, you can go to General Software Update on an Apple Watch. Your Apple Watch needs to have more than 50% power and connected to a charger. Like most Apple Watch updates, it could take from 30 minutes to an hour, so please be patient. With macOS Big Sur 11.5, it's mostly security fixes, and for anyone with a fourth generation Apple TV or any model of Apple TV 4K, you can download tvOS 14.7 now by going to System Software Update. Apple didn't mention any new features with this update, so it is also likely minor operating system fixes. That covers the majority of items from this week's update and the MagSafe battery pack, which launched a couple days earlier. If you have a question for me, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news are at Twitter @minutes_Mac and Facebook @MacMinutes. I'd urge you to join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening. I hope you have a great weekend ahead, and we'll talk to you soon.